Does it get to these losses? I can't imagine they get easier. You know, as the season goes on, your Super Bowl loss last year, Rob, and an AFC Championship loss. Does it feel the same from last year to this year, losing in this sort of way?
You know, it definitely doesn't feel good at all. You know, you put in a lot of effort and time to get to where we were last night, and you know, it hurts. So, you know, all you can really do is try and learn from it. You know, we got a lot of young guys on defense. They got a lot of great experience throughout the season, through the highs and lows of a football year. So, you know, I think we're just gonna get better from it, really. So, you know, I think our future is definitely bright, and you know, you gotta give the Ravens credit for the way they're able to play us. I think they played us the best way they could. So.
Yeah, you know, we looked at that first half and some of the missed opportunities offensively, and you guys defensively holding the 7 points, and you got to think that you feed all year long about, you know, if we get the ball back to Tom Brady in this offense, mm-hmm. they're going to put up points to have all year. They led the league in pretty much everything. When you see an offense sputter like that, you know, we think, I was saying how that was the difference, just a missed opportunity. You could have walked in at halftime not up 13-7, maybe 21-7, something like that, maybe put some distance ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's definitely, you know, tough. Just that, you know, first half. You know, I think defensively we did a good job of kind of shutting down the run game, and they really weren't able to get anything, you know, moving on us. So, you know, but at the end of the day, it's up to us to, you know, hold them to 7 points. If they score seven, you know, at the half, we should have, you know, done our best to keep them from scoring again. But we definitely missed out on a couple opportunities for turnovers. You know, missed interception. Mayo had a great strip, you know, on the sideline there. The ball bounced out of bounds. You know, any other game, it would have bounced back in and somebody would have jumped on it. But, you know, that's the way football is. You just have to, you got to deal with it. You know, that's the way it, you know, sometimes it rolls the other way, you know. But, you know, we got a great team. We just got to stick together and, you know, just have a great offseason and know that, you know, this is going to take a lot of work to get back to where we were last night.
I'm going to get right to the meat and potatoes of it, man. Aqib Talib was signed here after week 7 or 8, and I think he changed the way you guys played defensively, your style. You're more effective.
Swagger.
Last night, he left the game after making a good defensive play there, didn't return, and I think that affected the way you guys play, or how much does he affect the way they call defenses here when he's not in the game?
You know, Aqib's done a great job, you know, coming in when he did to, you know, really help us out on defense. You know, he's one of those corners where you can just let him do his thing and, you know, cover the best guys out there. So, you know, when he, you know, he went down, it definitely hurt for our ability to, you know, say, hey, whoever you're covering, just lock him down and, you know, the ball's not going to that guy. So,
Does it affect the way you guys play up front, though, as far as the blitz packages and all that stuff? Because I think it's kind of noticeable to, well,
yeah,
to me, anyway.
You know, it definitely changes a little bit. Anytime someone gets hurt, it's going to change, you know. But, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he can definitely be left on his, you know, on his own, and, you know, he can hold his own. So you got to change things up when he left the game.
They come out in the second half. Patriots punt. You pin them at the 13. They go three straight drives, 21 unanswered. Robin, they really threw the mm-hmm. football a lot. It was like they ran the football early, and they came out in the second half in that shotgun. Did it surprise you? They switched up, and they started going up-tempo, which seemed to catch you guys off guard a little bit in that second half.
Well, you know, again, I think that they came out, and they wanted to run the ball and didn't have too much success, you know, running the ball. I think, what did Rice have, 41 yards running the ball? I don't know. But, you know, I think that once they figured out, hey, we can't run it, you know, let's get an 11 personnel, let's spread out, you know, get all these guys spread out, getting a 2 minutes type style game to where, you know, it's check with me, run pass, and all quick game, you know, to where they're running those quick slants and middle reads and stuff like that. So, you know, again, I think that you got to give them credit for their ability to adapt on the fly and, you know, change up their game plan from what they had coming into the game.
Yeah, going back to, I mean, what Mutt is talking about, you know, spreading you out, first down passing was a problem last week when the Houston Texans kind of got to doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, fixable problem in the future. I mm-hmm. mean, because it's what the Patriots offense do to other people. Yeah. Is they get the personnel they want on the field and take advantage of it and exploit it. You know, they get their run defense out there, they pass the ball, whatever, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see yourselves, I mean, I know it's too far out now to think about it, but in the future, that's going to have to be a problem that's got to be fixed and addressed
yeah.
in the offseason going forward. So with, you know, certain guys, Spikes and all these guys, that are going to have to be able to cover better in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what the game's going to, you know, a lot of spread formations, you know, quarterback check with me in the gun,
yeah.
Run
playing,
pass,
playing chess.
Playing chess, exactly. What you're showing him is, you know, he's going to go against it. So, you know, it's see what happens, you know, this offseason, there's always going to be changes. And
but it is fixable.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely fixable.
Gotcha.
You know, I think that, you know, it's just unfortunate that we weren't able to do what we had to do to win the game. But, you know, again, it's can't make excuses, you know. And I'm not one to make an excuse. You know, at the end of the game, I knew that, you know, at the end of the game, I knew that I was going to try and empty the tank out. And
yeah.
whatever I had in the
That's
tank,
the
I was going
to
empty it out. So I had nothing left and,
yeah.
you know.
There was a lot
not
of
that's
it. No, I was saying there's a lot of talk about it, how the two teams are different the first time around, and a lot of talk about the Baltimore Ravens' revamped offensive line. Now, you beat McKinney there inside for that one sack,
mm-hmm.
but how different was this offensive line with Orr moving over and McKinney putting in?
Oh, it's you know, I mean, they had to change up some things due to injury, but, you know, McKinney's a you know big guy. You know, I think that I was able to work him a little bit as far as power and inside moves, beat him a couple times on the edge. But, you know, what they did a good job of also was chipping with the backs. You know, they come when they're in 21 personnel, their fullback it chips out. So he's looking, he goes away from
he's
the slide.
Yeah.
He goes away from the slide and then he chips the end and then chips out in the flat. So
yeah.
As a defensive end, you got to be aware of that. And you're, you know, playing your guy, hitting the chip, trying to work inside, reading the slide. You know, a lot goes into rushing than just putting your hand down and going forward because you know you do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you catch
yeah.
a helmet under your chin.
You've been very effective pass rushing. How much of an effect not having Jones opposite you? they send more attention your way when that happens. Or when Justin Francis or anybody else from the other side, you know, seems to be struggling a little bit. Does that affect you at all?
You know, again, I think. You know, it would have been nice to have Chandler 100% and going because that kind of changes up the things that we can do defensively. But, again, it's you know, that is what it is. You got to deal with the injuries that happen during the season. That's the part of the football. But, you know, usually I'm on the other side going to the quarterback, you know, his vision to where he sees, you know, guys. So he steps up, you know, into the pocket, switching sides or to his blind side. You know, which has its pros and cons. You know, when he can see you, that's when he steps up and tries to scramble. When he can't, that's
gotcha.
When you can get him. You know, but
you know, I'm just thinking, and going back to what Troy was talking about before about can it improve? One of the things we're saying coming into this year was this is going to be a defense that you know there'll be some turnover, maybe not as much as in the past. You know, you brought in mm-hmm. in the past you brought guys in maybe for a year, but now you've got young players. All
yeah.
that linebacking core is going to be there. The secondary, we'll see what happens with Tlaib, but Chandler Jones. It just
mm-hmm.
it seems like you guys are intact. How excited getting back on the field, working together, knowing that that can improve.
Yeah, you know, I think that again the best thing that all those young guys got this year was experience and. You know, nothing you can't there's nothing you can do on the practice field that can give you the game time experience. And you know, being on the field and, you know, going through the situations is how you learn moving forward. So I think you know, a lot of those young guys got all that game experience and now it's time for them to, you know, learn from it, mature and know that hey, these seasons, you know, they're not college seasons, they're not nine games.
We talked to start the show, Rob, about the attitude of the Baltimore Raven defense and how they came in. They were very physical. And Bernard Pollard, how he played. I'm curious, as a defensive player yourself, do you think a team needs to have an attitude, an edge to themselves? Because it seemed like Baltimore came in, had that edge, and exerted it, specifically in the second half against the Patriot offense.
Yeah, I mean defense is, your mentality is to be violent and to be physical with the offense. I mean, defensive players are put on the defense for a reason, and that's because you want to hit people and you want to, get after guys. So, again, I think that's just anyone's defensive mentality is to, get after the offense. Nothing like hitting tight ends and running backs and quarterbacks. It's the best feeling.
The physical nature of the game, and this is something I talk about all the time, you have to be the more physical team. And yesterday, I don't know, maybe you can explain to me what happened here. I thought the heart and soul of your defense, they really went after that and they took it away from you guys. Will Fork registered, one mark on the tackle sheet this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Ravens did a very good job of keeping him out of this game yesterday. Did you see anything they were doing to him, or did you talk about anything they were doing to him on the sideline? And was it just they were giving the center help on him, or what was it?
Well, I think early in the game, we were doing a great job when we were having those three and outs, and you weren't really getting those long drives, extended drives. So when they went no huddle and the drives continued. That's when everybody kind of gets gassed, and you got to really buckle down and be on your assignment. So that's the tough part about what our offense does in that NASCAR fast type offense. Where they're going is the defense. You're always checking and moving, and responsibilities are changing on the fly, and you're getting tired and you're winded. So that's where you really got to make sure that everyone's on the same page. And again, I think that the Ravens did a good job of, with that hurry-up offense and keeping things moving with the quick check downs and run game.
Rob Ninkovich, appreciate you coming down after tough loss yesterday. Great season. Rob Ninkovich joining us here in studio. We'll come back. Mutton Lou with Troy Brown. Talk to an offensive lineman, Logan Mankins. Get his take. What happened to the Patriots offense yesterday, plus your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.